We Aren't Going Back, Tim Walz Bashes Trump Era. By Wendell Hasebo on August 7, 2024. Radical leftist Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., on Tuesday drew a contrast between the Biden-Harris administration and the Trump administration, telling supporters during his debut in Pennsylvania as vice presidential candidate that we aren't going back to the Trump era. Say it with me, we aren't going back. We aren't going back. We are not going back, Walz said, trying to energize the crowd. Get on board, because we need you, he continued, wrapping up his speech, which centered on banalities such as values, orange man bad, and indiscriminate freedom. Freedom to make your own choices. This leader, Kamala Harris, this compassionate, careful, joyous leader believes in each and every one of you. He claimed. My God, you came here tonight because you love this country and you are not going back. Under the Biden-Harris administration, prices soared about 20% across the board, fueled by massive spending packages, Russia invaded Ukraine, the Afghan government collapsed, and 13 American troops died during the deadly withdrawal, and more migrants invaded the country via the southern border. DHS released at least 99 terrorism suspects into the United States under the Biden-Harris administration, a House report concluded Monday. In contrast, America's successes under Trump were many. They include, according to White House archives, economic. Middle-class family income increased nearly $6,000, more than five times the gains during the entire previous administration. Jobless claims hit a nearly 50-year low. Unemployment rates for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, veterans, individuals with disabilities, and those without a high school diploma all reached record lows. Unemployment for women hit its lowest rate in nearly 70 years. Lifted nearly 7 million people off of food stamps. Poverty rates for African Americans and Hispanic Americans reached record lows. Wages rose fastest for low-income and blue-collar workers, a 16% pay increase. Household net worth rose $7.4 trillion in Q2 2020 to $112 trillion, an all-time high. National security and defense. Freed nearly 8 million civilians from ISIS bloodthirsty control, and liberated Mosul, Raqqa, and the final ISIS foothold of Baghaz. Established the Space Force, the first new branch of the United States Armed Forces since 1947. Signed the Abraham Accords to usher in a transformation in the relationship between Israel and the world's Arab nations. Border security. Deployed nearly 5,000 troops to the southern border. In addition, Mexico deployed tens of thousands of their own soldiers and National Guardsmen to secure their side of the U.S.-Mexico border. Signed an executive order to strip discretionary federal grant funding from deadly sanctuary cities. Fully enforced and implemented statutorily authorized expedited removal of illegal aliens. Ended asylum fraud, shut down human smuggling traffickers, and solved the humanitarian crisis across the Western Hemisphere. Instituted national security travel bans to keep out terrorists, jihadists, and violent extremists, and implemented a uniform security and information sharing baseline that all nations must meet in order for their nationals to be able to travel and emigrate to the United States. Suspended, via regulation, asylum for aliens who had skipped previous countries where they were eligible for asylum but opted to form shop and continue to the United States. Energy independence. The United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas in the world. This was as of January 2021. Approved the Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipelines. Opened up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR, in Alaska to oil and gas leasing. Increased LNG exports fivefold since January 2017, reaching an all-time high in January 2020. Accelerated construction of energy infrastructure to ensure American energy producers can deliver their products to market. Resolved the OPEC oil crisis during COVID-19 by getting OPEC, Russia, and others to cut nearly 10 million barrels of production a day, stabilizing world oil prices. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.